Michael.
Podcast.
Bring your friends.
Be mentally scarred after, just so you know.
Yeah, you came to this podcast not knowing that you're going to be mentally fucking scarred. So
do and blow.
That's just what goes. Let's Puerto Ricans can say it, apparently. Yeah. Puerto Ricans can say it. This is not. Okay, yeah.
I don't make the rules.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, we usually really
strangle.
Yeah. You had a good run until the 40s. And yeah. Then I don't know when.
Yeah.
Like, we're still.
If you go to Hollywood.
I mean, you run Hollywood and you see how horrible. So maybe.
I mean, who's you? Why would you assume that about Carter?
Do you think, like, way back in the day, the Klan was like, no, Puerto Ricans can't say it? Like, do you think they actually did find that kind of thing?
It's not.
If I ever told you the first time I saw the KKK, like, no joking aside, like, I didn't know what it was. Because they don't. Well, no, I didn't know any about that because they don't teach us that shit in Puerto Rico. Like, we don't have that. Yeah, so I remember I went to fuck this chick that I met online, and on the way back, this was like when it was like you had to have a GPS in your car for you to get somewhere, right? And I remember I'm coming back and like my GPS died, and I see like a bonfire, and I'm like, oh, I'll just approach these nine people. Didn't know what it was, but they had like the hoods off and they were smoking outside, and I just like felt like I was like,
good people too.
Oh,
they need a break.
I took off.
They're doing things too, you know.
It's not good work.
So I had a flip phone. Smoking, I had a fucking flip phone, and I like took a picture.
Bud Light.
Bro, I took a picture and I fucking took off. And when I got on base, I showed my homie, and he goes, "Oh my god, that's the fucking KKK." And I go, "What the fuck is that?" He goes, "What the fuck do you mean? What is that?"
In Puerto Rico, they call it the CCC.
If they're committed to the hoods, why don't they adjust them a little bit so they can smoke with them?
Yeah.
You would think be like kind of like COVID sort of a deal. Maybe they were the original COVID people.
You want that yellow stain around the mouth hole of your hood.
You want to,
that's true.
I would smile and see white and then yellow, right?
Well, your exhale pattern would make you identifiable to each other, you know?
The way your chest rises too.
I'm sure that's what everybody's thinking when they're at the end of the rope. I know who that is.
It's all my friends.
Bobby, I smell the barbecue on you. Were you eating fried chicken?
I'm not.
Do you think the KKK ever had a point where they're like, no one eats fucking fried chicken on Sundays, okay? You can have fried chicken any day of the week except Sundays.
Fried chicken exists in all cultures' food. It's the most universal thing. I don't think anyone's ever said don't eat that.
I think the most universal food is fried chicken.
Literally, people, the Inuits do it. Everybody's doing it.
Whoa.
Everybody's doing it. I think little kids in Africa are like, oh my god, this fried chicken's amazing. I don't.
Well, they don't have the 11 herbs and spices, but
nobody does.
Only the turtle knows. Yeah, that's true.
There's only so many
spices.
Somebody should crack the formula by now. We don't have the best spot.
If this is anything like black pepper, we can crack this, dude.
Imagine it's like people skin and shit like that, like shaved people skin. That would terrify the shit out of me.
You never know. I can't rule it out because it's a secret. But like,
we don't.
The FDA would never allow something like that.
Yeah,
it's like bird feathers.
The FDA doesn't even know what the 11 herbs and spices are.
I told that to Eric one time. He was like taking some shitty supplements, and I go, I wouldn't use that. He goes, why? I go, it's not checked, so it probably has bird feathers. He goes, that's not a thing. And we had a fucking guy on the podcast that's a nutritionist. He goes, yeah, bird clippings and bird feathers is a thing. They added in supplements. And Eric was like, that's so fucking disgusting.
I'm why
like,
feathers?
Because you have to, the pills have to weigh. Yeah,
they're biodegradable. They mixed up pill and pillow.
And you can just put it, you can just shave it and put it in.
That's
sad. Are you face down?
They make sure they put the goose down feathers in the depression pill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm sure they do.
That's why I feel so birdy all the time, so happy, so gay all the time.
Are birds gay?
They're no happy. Happy can mean gay too. Yeah. Why are you?
Just saying. It's a.
This is how the podcast starts.
Wait, Tom, where have you been?
This is how the podcast starts. So to everybody who's new, right? You know who Harrison Broadstreet is. He's the. You've been here three times, right?
Three times.
This is your fourth.
This is
your fourth. Because you were here in the beginning, you were here the second year, and then you were here a few weeks ago.
Congratulations.
And then,
where's my jacket?
Yes.
No, I owe you a gift.
No, I don't want to be a gift. I just want my face somewhere.
You want your face somewhere?
I don't get to see your face on the tip of my dick.
No. Like,
that's on like the foreskin part.
Don't say no. That is it.
I have a big head. You can sign the poster. You don't know how big my dick is.
You have no fucking clue how big my dick is.
I'm just giving you guys a hard time. There's too much.
We know how big his dick is. Not till I want to.
I don't.
That's actually a true story. If you're my friend, at some point, you're going to see my dick. If you're my friend, at some point, you're going to see my dick.
I don't want to be that good of friends.
But trust me,
We're different. So for the people who don't know you guys, go ahead and introduce yourself. Because you guys are local comics and you're pretty cool people.
Carter Fancook, never tried comedy before. Super excited to do it tonight. Big fan of Harris Broad.
I don't like that you started with two lies.
Yeah.
My name is Carl Neitz.
That is my real name.
My name is Russell Henley. I'm not a fan of comedy or Harrison Broadstreet, but I heard about the podcast.
There you go. See?
And everybody's lying. We're all out here telling all lies.
Okay, what's your lie?
My lie. Where do I start? I don't know.
You signed a poster letter.
You put me on the spot. My lie is that I don't want the attention. I don't know.
Everybody's staring at him and he doesn't have nothing.
Eric, what's your lie? What the fuck is your lie then, Eric?
What?
What's your lie?
Oh, my lie. I don't have to lie. Everybody knows that.
I'm better if I can interrupt somebody. No,
I'm just a hater. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Eric's you're related to Bill.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Clinton? Hates.
Gotta be hater. Maybe Clinton does. That'd be a crazy curve.
That would be like finding out that you're like 50% black or something. Like, I would equate that to that. Not that that's a bad... God damn it. That was...
Interesting.
That was...
If it was black.
No.
did he
play the sax?
He did.
I don't know.
No, he did.
What? How do you know that?
He did it when he got elected president. You know what he did? He jumped on stage with the band and started. Well, he did that backstage.
Shut the fuck up.
He jumped
up. If I Google this right now, there better be a fucking video of Bill Clinton playing the fucking saxophone.
There is.
Shut the fuck up.
Why do you think he?
Yeah, he did it on the Arsenio Hall show.
What?
Yeah.
Who? For this is what happens when you grow in a territory.
You voted for him.
This is
if there was to be a presidential trivia and it were to come out which president played the saxophone, Richard would be like, Barack Obama.
My God, what I would have. Damn it. I hate that you knew that I was going to say that.
He's wearing sunglasses inside. No, he is. That tie is crazy.
Somebody had a joke that he was the blackest president before Barack Obama.
He's wearing your shirt.
Some
on
people
his
argue
tie.
He's still the black.
Oh, very. Nice.
Holy shit!
Like sunglasses inside.
Yeah, that's what happens when you grow up in a fucking territory.
Well, I know.
The territory
in Alaska
and the sex history at the same time, and they would be an actual state.
You don't want Puerto Rico to be a state. Puerto Rico would look like
Puerto Rico
Iraq.
Doesn't
want
to be a state.
Texas and Alabama. It can't be that much worse. It's just fucking
okay. Think of 3.2 million people just like me. That's a lot.
It doesn't need to be a place.
Did you see him? Did you see him shiver? That's appropriate reaction.
I think that's Alabama.
Our third cousins removed and up. We don't fuck. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah,
at some point, you're gonna fuck your cousin.
And plus, that's you're waterlocked. I mean,
that's just a what?
That's just a classmate at that
point. Oh God. Oh God!
You know Aunt Lucy. I know Aunt Lucy. We so much in common.
Now suck my
dick. Old man Willie make it onto this podcast?
Nice.
What happened?
That's a good question. That dude is so old.
We went from Bill Clinton to Will Bill.
Yeah. That's not the craziest thing. This motherfucker has like the craziest curveballs every time we have him. We'll go from talking about baseball to talking about why prostitution should be legal.
Whoa, like, we have never talked about that. You do not know my
Harrison says that all gay prostitutes should absolutely be legal.
Except for it's not gay.
Wait, what?
All women should be free. They've been charging me too much lately.
That's a good one. I should have Willie on.
That's good.
See, this is why I'm such a big fan of you, Harrison. Because you just remember these awesome bits. Like,
I mean, it shapes me.
You guys can't see it, but he's giving him a hand job under the table.
I've got long arms.
I have three hands.
So you are black.
Wait a minute. Did I just learn something about black?
What's your credit score, though?
I would just.
You got real fucking
quiet. It's three numbers.
What's your social security number?
Just like, gotta be more than three numbers. I have no idea. Not a clue.
You know better than to ask a Jewish person about money, bro.
Do you know your score?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Real good?
I mean, it's the credit score of a middle of the road white guy who hasn't really had any hardship.
It's
450. This is middle of the road. If that's middle of the road, then I'm doing real well.
How old are you?
30.
Fuck, I thought you were older than that. Okay, wow.
Yeah,
that's a backhanded compliment. So you know.
Yeah,
I think I'm 40.
It all feels like I don't.
It's okay, Harrison. Come here. Suck on my nipple right here. Why does it taste like it's herbs spicy. And spices? <You know? laughs> Rice and beans? What the fuck?
Well, the transition from Bill Clinton to Willie, that was not a shot at you. That was a shot at Willie. Much less interesting, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Serious question, though. Do you have a mortgage on your bus?
Basically. I mean, I took out a loan to get it.
Okay. So essentially the same thing.
Yeah, basically. But the difference is the loan is just a separate entity. So, like, if I were to default on a loan, in theory, they're not going to come and get the bus.
Yeah, you're good.
Nice. Why? Because they don't know where you're parked.
Well, and they don't know it exists. Until it's done.
Well, that's true. You don't go to the bank and like, I need money for a bus. You need what?
Yeah.
A school bus.
Let me you know how many people line their bus. Credit shit, bro? It's like, what do you need this money for? Not for a vacation.
I'm not lying to the federal
government. No,
anything at all.
Right, you live with your dad.
I'm father.
Yeah. So you get your mail.
A car.
Shipped to your dad. Right,
shipped, yeah,
shipped.
Like everybody else's, yeah.
You walked by some stoned woman, like to your
house. I do throw stuff.
Damn, American parents are great. What the fuck? You can still live with them at 30? This is bullshit.
I'm not, well,
it's a tough pill to swallow.
Let me just light all these fires. Let me just light all these fires.
So your dad's got a basement.
It's crazy. Yeah, basically. It's crazy how easy it is to get money. Like, I got a loan for $11,000 on my lunch break on my phone. Like, it's just ridiculously easy to do that. And I could have gotten more, but I was like, this is enough.
Yeah.
So it was
monthly payments are pretty good.
It was cheaper than rent would be anywhere else.
Yeah.
Nice. It was startling how easy it was to buy our house when we went in to do it.
It's
2 15-minute meetings at the bank.
Yeah, anybody can do it.
If you have good credit, if you have good credit, it's
fucking
easy. Yeah,
if you have bad credit,
shit.
It's 4 yeah. or 5.
My credit took a shit after that a little bit. After I got the bus and after I did all that, my credit took a little dumper, but it's been slowly coming back up. So
it's been making its payments.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been making
a decent white person payments. That you are.
What? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm aggressively white.
Are you not making your payments?
Motherfucker, I make my payments. Who the fuck? You work with child support custody or something? What the fuck you asking me for?
I just felt like you were taking a shot.
His Puerto side answered that, but his white side
Puerto answered that.
I worried a white woman, don't you?
That's what I did. She handles all the bills.
There you go. And got a good credit score,
I bet. My white woman's broke then. I handle everything. Shit.
You did it wrong. I'm trying to find a white woman with money. These hoes
that like
broke.
School. That like school buses.
We've talked about this before.
Bro.
Why
don't you try to like date like a nurse? Nurses will fuck you anywhere.
Because I don't need somebody telling me how unhealthy my lifestyle is.
They won't. They don't give a fuck. They just want
nurses
dick.
Have terrible lifestyles.
Yeah.
They're standing drinking.
My wife. I mean, I love my wife. Let me make that very fucking clearly. But yeah, bro.
I'm also just not
your bus is probably more organized than a nurse's house. I guarantee you. Get you a nice little 33-year-old nurse that
nothing
has no kids.
Nothing is organized in 200 square feet.
It has to be. Yeah, you're locked away like the space shuttle. Like, everything has its place. You know? I mean,
it's so easy.
But a nurse's house, dude, there's syringes out. The kids are playing with them. Like, nurses are probably one of the worst people.
Nurses every day.
Who hurt you?
Oh, my God.
It's funny when nurses will fuck you anyway.
Yeah.
He's only studying.
Yeah. You see how I light that fire and I just sit back and go like this?
Yeah, what are you, a narcissist, dude? Do you believe in, like, you're on their side. You're on their side. You're buying what they're selling.
It was okay with the KKK, but not with the nurses. You see this shit?
Well, yeah, because...
That's a mask I'm okay with.
It's a mask.
That's not the take I'm taking.
I don't want to take that stance.
Me neither. No, I feel bad. Like, there's going to be a nurse that just doesn't save my life now. Like,
but you gotta, there's got to be a nurse that's in the KKK. Do they let women in?
No, I think equal opportunists.
I don't think so.
They're not progressive.
They definitely don't like the LGBTQ people. So well, I don't think they're gonna like black people.
Not all women are gay. Like, you could have a straight woman.
Oh my God.
That's what I'm saying. Like Rhonda, who works in the fucking.
Why is she Rhonda?
Yeah, that seems racist to.
Yeah, like
Rhonda.
Ronda Rousey judo throws her ass now.
I don't see a butcher.
Grab onto her and sniff her before she did it.
You would not have enough time, trust me.
There's no move that keeps you from sniffing.
Yeah, no.
I'm coming to do something. I'm going to take her to the ground just to get
it. He's like, oh, you're arm barring me. Fucking licking her thighs. I feel like that's what people think jiu-jitsu is. Take my rear guard. Jesus Christ.
That's what Richard
Harrison gets on the cage and he's just like throws himself. Oh no!
I just launched myself at her. She's gonna catch me.
Yeah, she's gonna catch you and slam you with all the weight of the world.
That's fine. She can come with me.
She
what? Slam me down, muscle mommy. Bring those.
Bro, you laugh, but there's been we've had female black belts on the show that have told stories about that. Dudes will just call, like, I want to take a private lesson. They're like, yeah, rear naked choke. She's like, all right, you need to get the fuck out of here. Dude paid $100 just so.
You better not punch me unless you want me to come.
I feel like that would be a deterrent.
Exactly the guy he's talking about that gets kicked out.
The cheetah class.
Oh, punch me again.
A little higher.
I don't know if I'd rather deal with those guys than the guys that are like, I don't roll with women. Like, we've seen guys like that at the gym. Dude, no, for real. We've seen guys like that. And then we just throw them against this, like, 100-pound purple belt that we have, and she fucks them up. Like, that's what we do every single time we have a guy that comes that's in like so that. Cool. I don't know what woman. She's like, this is so-and-so. She weighs 108 pounds. You're going to fight her. And then in 5 minutes, they're just crying. Like, their ego mm-hmm. can't take it.
Coincidence. I've never been interested in Brazilian jiu-jitsu till now.
He's like, I have a new cake.
I will not roll with women, but I will go to your gym.
Are you a member here? Nope. No, I am not.
Carter won't ride with women. If he gets a woman Uber driver, he won't accept it.
Really?
That's disrespectful to my girlfriend.
That's the only time that it's okay to be sexist if you have someone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, if you're happily married, like, fuck you, bitch, what? And it's okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fuck every other woman? Not like that, but like that.
I have a side chick. Her name is Brigitte. Brigitte, she looks exactly like my wife.
Discreet Brigitte.
Brigitte, yeah. She's just a college student. No, that's what happens when the Chiefs and the Ravens fight. Not fight, when they fucking play against
each other. Those were two tribes. And I was like, oh, so they fight.
Where the fuck?
That's what they do in Puerto Rico. They have the Chiefs and the Ravens, and when they fight.
Those guys, I watched the documentary, those guys who hunt with eagles are no joke. You guys, you guys know what I'm
well,
like.
Well, they're Falcons, but
they're Falcons. Yeah. Well, yeah, okay.
They're not hawks, you uncultured.
No, I'm pretty sure.
I was about to say, like, I don't think they had these train a hawk.
I mean, they were like, bah, like they're big. Yeah, and it was he called it an eagle.
That sounded like very like. I don't know where to go.
It was honestly, if you know anything about eagles, it was a perfect impression. Yeah. I honestly probably there might be some outside when we leave.
This
Carter does
kind of
look like a bald eagle.
I've been to the mall, so
I guess we're seating here like this.
Widow's people?
Yeah.
All right.
dragged a deer down a cliff.
Bro, what the fuck? Where did this come
Eagles
from?
Do that?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were saying if you. Okay, my bad. I thought you were asking him if he's ever.
Because
dragged.
I'm such an eagle. Because I have. Because my nose could rip open a trout's stomach. That's why he said.
You use your fingers to do that. You can't do with your nose.
Oh,
still figuring it out.
Oh my god.
You've been a real boy for a little bit.
I'm a real
boy. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah,
he definitely knows what the G spot is. He's not like me thinking it's a fucking Pokemon. Like
I do not
knows where that is.
Yeah, don't know anything about it.
Girl, you don't know anything about it? I used to think it was a Pokemon.
Listen,
so
I don't
bad.
Even ride in cards.
Well, they think so.
Respect for your girl. Girl.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Not because you hate women.
Carter thought the G spot was a 50 Cent album.
Uh-huh. Do you handle a G spot like you handle a stomach? Like, you start with the nose and then the fingers.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. You're gonna have to
you're
gonna have to paint me a picture with that. Hold on. Paint me a picture with that.
You're talking about ripping open a stomach and starting with the nose and then using the fingers.
Right. Right. Yes. It's okay. Yeah.
What the Freddy
Krueger fuck, dude? Yeah.
You couldn't get a fish reference.
Right. He has been a real boy for a while.
Yeah. Long. He's forgot about it. It's coming back.
That's what's on his mind. All day. Just trying to get deer. And
oh, that's the word. That's so early bird.
If you do find the G spot, they do sound like a Pokemon.
How is that? What the fuck is a Pokemon? They repeat their name.
Yeah.
So she's gonna say. Like what the fuck is
this? Right?
That's her own name. Like Pikachu says its own name when it comes.
Yeah. So it'd be like Steve.
That's a real sexy one. You say
it's like you were there.
Why didn't I say Rika? Like why didn't I go?
I was waiting. I've been waiting for someone to take a shot, and I'm like, man, I don't know why. I'm just gonna have fun. Fuck it.
Fucked up. I really fucked that up.
I think Steve was really fucked up. Because that is Rico's alter ego. Rajit and Steve.
It's my white guy. Like, look, you see, I even have the shirt. That's and everything.
Look, cost, man. Oh, yeah. You just get off the links?
No, he just went back to Costco.
Thank you. I'm not that kind of white person.
Feel like the range.
How long have you been working in the back there?
Why would you think that I only can work in the back? You don't think that brown people can be leaders?
No.
You don't think they need leaders in the back too?
Yeah, you can be the manager of the warehouse.
It's not. Why can't I manage a Costco?
Sure.
You can do it.
I can do it.
He stayed in the back.
I love how Pinocchio here fucking tells me I can do it.
Did you guys hear about the Indian space program? No. This is not a bit.
No.
The Indian the country of India.
I always wonder why foreign countries didn't have a space program.
Yeah, the country of India, they just sent a rocket into space last week on Friday.
Did they really?
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
Friday.
Yeah. That's pretty fucking dope.
That's pretty cool.
How many you guys think eventually we'll be moving out of Earth?
No, they had three people in the rocket, and they have 150 people banging on the side.
Yeah, I don't think in our
life. Oh, okay. What do we know?
Could you imagine doing a bit in Mars? Like, hey, you want to go do comedy in Mars?
Yeah, what are you talking about? What's
what the fuck? Bro, what are you talking about? The fucking flight there is a danger to your life. Like, how much are you going to charge for that?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, they did.
Bill Burr's not going to be doing that. Bill Burr's like, let a new comic.
I mean, it's just reworked airplane bits. It's still kind of.
They did the same thing when Airplanes came out. There's probably some hacky vaudeville comic when Airplanes were out. He was like, man.
Exactly.
It's going to crash, I said.
Big metal bird.
Don't fly. It's inconceivable.
Your mom's a whore. or whatever their acts were.
I don't know how you knew that, but I appreciate that.
I didn't watch George Carlin. So
I think right before comedians sounded like that, they were doing bits about traveling on the stagecoach.
Yeah.
My wife getting robbed all the time. So I don't know. That's the only, I don't know.
It's like only the rich people relate. So it's like just like.
So they had to move to LA and just be douchebags.
I doth declare I got robbed again today.
I got robbed.
What?
The dust was intolerable. I was just happy.
The dust was intolerable.
When a driver gets murdered.
Like, have you seen that? Dude, you guys would be big in the 1800s. That's like, this is good.
They would be dead. People weren't living like very long in the
1800s. 30 is old. Yeah, you're over the hill for
sure. You would be, for sure. You're going to get like a disease or something soon.
Well, I mean, I already got it, but I already got one. Have you seen the Zach Galifianakis bit from Just for Laughs where he comes out and he's like, I'm going to do a comic from like the 18th century or something like that. And he goes, hello ye, how are ye, is this thing on, what is this thing?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
It's just a little bit that reminded me of that.
Yeah, that was nice, before electricity.
Yeah, I would have crushed before electricity.
Just go to Puerto Rico during a hurricane, you'll be alright. You'll do great.
How would you Google all your bits?
Oh my god.
I would just steal them from Willie. He would have been spry at that time. Willie would have been in his
20s. Yeah, he would have whooped you then.
Yeah, Willie would have been drunk and kicked my ass.
What era are we talking about? Early
1800s.
Early. Could have bought a writer.
There were dinosaurs. True.
Yeah, I would have Shakespeare being my ghostwriter. I don't know when Shakespeare was alive.
I don't either.
Not the 1800s.
Funny to have Shakespeare as your ghostwriter.
Yeah, 1600s.
What's this guy talking about? He made up a bunch of fucking words.
Shakespeare.
There's a mural in like Wichita or something like that that has all of the words he made up or his.
He
died in the 1600s. Like early 1600s.
William Shakespeare, William Broderson, Old Man Willie, Old Man Willie Shakespeare. I don't know. Just think
that's the theory, is it wasn't just one guy.
I mean, look at that painting. It kind of looks like if Willie
looked different.
Are you trying to say different?
Yeah,
looks completely different.
Somebody aired him up. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. Nobody knows what Willie looked like back then. Willie's a time traveler, I'm telling you. Willie's Chris.
Old Man Willie is a time traveler.
Willie's Chris here from the future.
Oh my god.
To be like, stop what you're doing.
Dude, that's so Chris of Chris to hang out with Chris. Like,
I don't care.
Oh my god. I'm
just getting stage time now.
Oh my god.
Oh my lord.
That's why the most stage time.
Of course. And because.
Yeah, the minute he stops giving him stage time, he dies. So
that's what you don't know about the time space continuum, is it's based off of laughter
and stage time. Yeah.
And stage time, yeah.
Willie. So I'm fucked. If Willie, I'm ever the last comic on earth, we're fucked.
Hey, you're spinning the prayer wheel. You're doing it.
Spinning the prayer wheel. You're throwing Hail Marys up there.
I need a hug after that.
You're racking up minutes on stage, dude. Minutes. Yeah, you got rollover minutes for the, like.
What are they, Mexican minutes, motherfucker? That's like 5 seconds in American time.
I don't mean to be offensive, but I don't know anything about Mexico. I don't even want to begin to comment on Mexico.
Is it like a Mexican melt? Are they the same? Are they the same?
I'm just surprised you didn't go with dreidel.
Oh man, don't get me started.
Whoa.
I'm just amazed that you're as consistent as you ask for a Jewish person, because don't you people like take a day off for everything?
You people.
Well, you
God damn, dude.
Don't Jewish people have a lot of holidays? God damn it.
Sorry they don't work as hard as you guys, dude.
I don't think I know.
That sounds like
I don't think I know.
No, there is a Googleable question.
Let me think. Adam Gale.
It's Adam Gale. Google calendar or my iPhone calendar. I feel like there's a holiday every other month.
There is. And there's a cause every other month.
For Jewish people?
I don't know.
No.
You guys.
Not. It's just all holidays.
Jewish people's Hanukkah does less like ages, right? So
white people have other people than white people have holidays too?
We flagged it.
You brought up Day of the Dead.
That is true. You started this shit with Day of the Dead. When you don't even know what it's about.
Dead people.
Nice.
Everybody gets around, they watch The Sixth Sense, and they're like, "Well, what a great movie."
I didn't realize you were so culturally aware. Like, yeah, my bad.
Read a book, you guys. Bruce Willis loves brown people.
Uh-huh.
And how does Bruce Willis love brown people? How do you know that?
Because
aphasia, he can't tell faces apart. Is that what you meant?
No.
Oh my god.
No, not at all, dude. That's
where the fuck
did what do you mean that... he can't tell faces apart?
I think there's something wrong with his face.
I don't
Carter is being real mean to Bruce right now.
Might be
Die Hard real soon. All right.
My name is John Sharkey. I have nothing to do with this.
John Sharkey.
Don't you worry about that.
Jeez.
Don't you worry about who that is.
John McClane, I'll worry about that.
Yeah, I thought you would have went with the McClane angle.
I should have gone with that
guy. Yeah, old Glass Feet McClane.
Yeah.
would have been like a white dude versus a brown person. It would have been better because I think like we shit on the Russians on the 90s enough.
Well, see,
you don't know.
There's dangerous. Well, I mean,
technically, it wasn't Russian.
The guy who broke into the safe, you know, his speaker was
no, but he was portraying a Russian.
What was
he was portraying a Russian, right?
It's presumptive of you.
Yeah, right. In the movie, he's fighting Russians.
No, he can't play a Russian when he.
But he was stealing.
I'm just saying, he would have a Russian accent, wouldn't he?
Wait, what the fuck happened here? What the fuck happened here?
It's so bad.
What the fuck happened here?
Rewind the tape.
We need to rewind this shit. What the fuck happened here?
Honestly, we were just saying that they were all stealing, you know, the crew.
We were not saying any of this.
Yeah.
Carter Fancook, PFAANCHUCHA. And that's not another no. That's
sounded so wrong even before.
My phone autocorrect.
Your name is worse than mine, bro. Like, I think
that's bad.
I thought it was a fucking last name, but yours is like, I can't even like
it's
fucking
a
say
mess,
it.
It's
five letters, right?
Who, me?
Yeah, Avila.
It ends in cup, correct?
It does.
Okay.
I mean, we say cook. We say cook, and we have said cook before the whole cuck craze, you know, of 2022.
Every time you say cook, I feel like you're going to say
like yeah, that's what I feel and like. Then just take off.
He hangs up on the feet on the ceiling and just starts doing an interview.
A sense of feel.
Bro, that would be some shit.
Dude, wouldn't it be hilarious if I just disappeared in the winter? Just
like he's not doing comedy or anything.
He's like Insta reels.
A bunch of guys who look just like it. Carter,
you trying to say that all Jewish people look the same?
No, I'm just saying there's a flock of
people. That motherfucker is not real. Not real.
It makes me more comfortable if we walk in like a V formation.
You know, that would make me more
at the
uncomfortable.
Same pace, like at the same time. Mm-hmm. Very military like.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Very military like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if someone breaks formation, we beat
tall
the shit out of them and we drown them.
Yeah. I got Carter's poop in my mouth and I'm lying.
Puerto Rican military. It's the US Army. I mean, we do have like the National Guard and stuff, which I don't know why.
Because they guard the nation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's right in the name.
What does Puerto Rico have that you want to guard?
Oh, man.
Strategic placement to attack us?
Havana.
Well played. You got me there. You fucked me there. Yeah, the rum.
That's Cuba.
The rum.
That's Cuba. Well, they have nuclear weapons. You don't want them. I mean, we wouldn't want to lose Florida. Who would want to lose Disney?
Bullshit, dude. Those were never nuclear.
Florida could fall off into the goddamn ocean.
Oh yeah, my God.
And I'd be fine with it.
Oh, I thought you were like warning us.
Florida is the worst place on the map, dude.
Depends who you ask.
Me. It sucks.
I went to Legoland as a kid, and I can. It's pretty fucking
funny.
So, what you're saying is when brown people congregate, it just ruins everything.
That's not Florida. Florida's a bunch of redneck. A bunch of redneck, trashy white people.
Bro, you've never went to Kissimmee? Anything south
of
Kissimmee?
That's not the majority.
It's Cuban, sir.
That's not the majority. The majority is alligators and herpes monkeys. This is a real thing.
You never heard of the herpes.
We've talked about this.
We've talked about that. Yeah. He's told this story before on the show, which confused the fuck out of me.
It's the abomination
of the Lord.
Weird Florida. Shit does happen in Florida. Like, that's you true. Gotta admit that.
It has
like,
all five
the Florida man tactics. Meme is a thing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like,
that's cool. And gators. And pythons.
And pythons, yeah.
Yeah. That's Colombia. Just go to Central America.
Oh, there's plenty of cocaine. The buildings were built on cocaine money. Cocaine cowboys, like,
there you go. And no one questions it. You ever notice that? No one ever questions
they had the money. Because they are high on cocaine. They would assume.
There's been too many questions.
So that's what he did was cocaine, and those pyramids would have been built faster.
You can,
man, they're tough for me. I mean, by the time I got
off, as they had, I don't think they had vacation days in those times.
Oh
actually.
My goodness! I don't think
slaves get
vacation. They had a calendar. They did.
You don't know how they negotiated back
then. Oh my god!
I don't understand.
Apparently, he thinks, "Hey, I have a calendar. Give me vacation days."
Yeah.
Well, clearly,
you would need a calendar to have vacation days, right? No. You have to, yeah, the invention of a calendar would have to happen in order for you to have vacation days.
But I think in this context, as a slave, you're just thinking to like next Thursday.
Or just tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Next tomorrow.
Sunrise. Oh my god.
The sun goddess coming.
Oh my god.
However they said.
The accountant moons. We're just paying our dues.
Counting moons, counting
that's
suns.
A Family Guy bit. That's a Family Guy bit.
The full moon. Sally, get over here. Human sacrifice time.
God, I think the world will be better if we could just do a few human sacrifices every now. Like, just some people.
Who's got to go?
Yeah.
What, like the...
Bro, you don't want to do this with me.
No, don't go down there.
You don't want to go down this dark path with Richard.
Okay? Is it just, like, license plates? Like, here. Once this legislation gets changed, go.
This is how I want to announce that I'll be running for Congress.
Form of murder.
More? Less.
It's not murder. It's a human sacrifice.
It's a human sacrifice.
Right.
We just don't want to anger the Anunnak. I can't say it. I was gonna say an alien name, and I can't. Reptile people.
Anudi knockers?
That's definitely anime.
Government related. We should start with the VA waiting list.
This motherfucker.
We gotta start somewhere.
What do you want to know about the waiting list? I mean, I'm still on it, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, they need the human sacrifices.
Yeah.
Canada's already started.
We already tried to sacrifice.
Bro, no. This comic in Texas has the best bit about what to do with veterans. I forget his name. He's on Rogan's mothership.
Don't give him any support when they come back and then let them kill themselves.
No, that's what the government wants. That's what the government wants. Yeah, that is what we're doing. But no, he says the best way to solve the veteran problem, and I posted about it, is you just make every disabled veteran a therapy dog. And like people can take them to places and we subsidize people. Like you adopt a veteran, you're going to take him to Disney. Hey, that's a tax return or something like that. Like, bro, I want to be petted all the time. Why the fuck not?
Imagine taking a dude to Disney with PTSD and the first like kid that runs by just snatches up and strangles.
No, that's not how it works, bro. You'd be more amazed of how
more like fireworks and you strangle the kid.
No.
So. Service dogs don't have manic breaks potentially.
Right, yeah. This is a guy in a giant group of people. A roller coaster when it goes by you sounds like...
Yeah, but that sounds like fun. Like that's how I know you motherfuckers haven't been around veterans that much.
No, I haven't.
Not enough. 50 cal has a distinct.
The only thing that would happen. Like,
is that a roller coaster? Or somebody shooting at me?
The boner either way, and now we're getting kicked out of Disney. Uh-huh. So yeah, that's why you wouldn't want to take him to Disney.
Yeah, you're not supposed to have those there.
Yeah, no, that would be weird.
They're not allowed.
Yeah, you're not supposed to get a boner in the middle of a firefight either, but. Mm.
Well, I think I think
mini in a dress is.
Jesus.
I mean, if you've got a PTSD riddled veteran as your service animal, on a good day, your kid might be found in the living room petting a man in a harness. Which
Oh, fuck me. No, that's wrong. Jesus, fuck. You got me on that one. God damn it.
I'm just
starting to agree. And then I was like, harness. And I was like, oh god, no. I see it now.
No, I'm into it. Yeah, no,
I like it. I like
you're into it. You're into petting grown men in harnesses.
If they want it.
Yeah.
If it,
I love how he's smiling because he knows exactly what he's doing, and he's like, "This is working great."
Just talking about the kids doing.
Yeah, the kid just sounds so bad. You see artists, and I think of like BDSM dungeon. No, instead, that's how fucked up I am. See, you don't want to go down that path.
No, instead of having support animals, you have a support stripper. I think that would be more beneficial.
Oh yeah. Fuck yes, bro.
Okay,
how would that work though?
She would wear a harness.
But how would that work? How would that make you feel bad?
She just carrying.
If you feel bad and she gives you a blowjob, you're probably not that depressed.
I don't. She just has clothes she's taking off, putting back on all day.
Yeah, that's
how she is.
How are you doing that?
Can she cosplay for
you? How's she still a stripper if this is her job?
Well, her job is to keep you calm, and if she's got to dress up like,
I feel like that's you're just describing an OnlyFans, but with extra steps, like the government would. Like,
no, there's no extra steps. You just take away the camera; they're in person. There's
some OnlyFans that there is.
I don't know, man. Have you seen how much these chicks make with OnlyFans, bro?
No, I have
no. I have no idea how much they make.
So it's not really worth it,
bro. We know a chick that has an OnlyFans, and she's also a cosplayer, and she makes $27,000 a fucking month on her OnlyFans. I've seen her fucking subscription shit.
That's true. Yeah.
Fucking dude, wild.
Because men are gross.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not even men. It's old fucking greasy dudes. Like,
well, that's I mean, to be fair, she does dress up like Wonder Woman.
And maybe a like a sleazy nerd every now and then.
Hell right? Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
My grandma just bought a new house.
That's a hell of a segue.
That's really cool.
You're welcome for that, by the way. I paid my share.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
I mean, he can't stay with his parents all the time.
That's true.
Like,
that's true.
They don't call her Gam Gam for no reason.
Also,
the fuck of hands here. Yeah.
Trying.
Bro, would you if an old woman's like, listen, I'm gonna take care of you. I got a year left to live.
Yes, done.
I don't
you had me at a year left.
She's like, whatever money we make in the next year on my OnlyFans, you keep 100%. But we have to fuck once a day for the fans.
Once a day?
Once a day. You gotta fuck Grand once a day.
I'm breaking that hip day one.
She'll never make it a year of the bro.
Bro, you don't know that.
No, after 80% bro. Don't make it, I think a year, 2 years.
So
fucking not fucking every day.
Over say, yeah.
What if
old man would have broke his hip by falling on the floor, right? That's fragile. I could definitely fuck harder than the floor.
Especially if you're on the floor.
Yeah, if you fell, you'd break the floor, right?
Yeah, if Ronda Rousey's throwing you the fuck around, yeah, you're gonna fuck. Have you ever been judo thrown?
No, dude. I
we're about to change that.
No, we're doing it.
You guys don't know this, but this is a new thing we're doing on the podcast. We get to roll, and you have to fight me for 2 minutes.
No,
if you win, you get $10,000.
Yeah, your name's Wrestle, right?
With certain speech impediment.
Yeah, I can't fight him. It's like a make a wish. Oh my god, I can't.
For you or him?
You know a lot more about him than you let on.
I think if he was disabled, I would still be the minority, though.
Yeah, well, of course.
Oh, gotta play the race card.
No, it's
the minority.
He hasn't seen my.
Whip that out.
I could be disabled, for all you know. I could be disabled for all you know. I mean, look at me.
So you'd be a double minority.
Yeah.
You'd be the minority's minority. Minority report.
Uh-oh. That's true. You do have two moms.
I'm sick.
How'd that happen?
Somebody tell him. Because he's the only one that's like what was he at two moms? My mom passed away recently.
She had an OnlyFans.
Broken
apparently it's a COVID reaction.
It was a reenactment.
Jesus.
I love how you were the only. I told my wife what you said to me one time about like how you were like, man, that was really dope. And my wife was like, oh, he didn't see you crying the way home. And I was like, bitch, don't say that. Like, what the fuck?
No, yeah, that was powerful. You got the news that your mom died on the back patio of front patio of billiards. And
my favorite part is what he did. This motherfucker goes, all right, and then what? And I'm like, it's not a bit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You're trying to roll with it, which I like. Whereas me, such a sad sack, just assumed his mom really died.
Still,
he actually really didn't.
No, exactly.
You assumed correctly.
And then, he really did. Die. And then old Rico's like, "Oh, I better get up on stage." So
five minutes of dead mom jokes.
Yeah, for real. Like as we were all going in there for the start of the mic, just the.
I love how everybody was in the back and like no one laughed. Like none of the comics laughed when I said the mom jokes. Like I was watching y'all, and you're like.
I was sad, so, right? Because it's a passing of human life.
I still have a ghost in my mouth.
Do you
guys all shared a trauma together.
We do. We
moved into a trauma. No,
I like to think somehow this lengthened my mom's. Now I've dealt with this trauma and she can.
You're welcome. I sacrificed her. And this is why you should vote November.
Dios Dolores.
Oh my god.
Dios Daddy Slows Turkey.
Do you think that would be like my running if I ever went into politics?
Well, let's be honest, you haven't done much running recently.
But, yeah, for sure. And
I would bet money on that.
Just kidding. I don't just care about the weight that I've gained, so I'm projecting.
Good. What are you talking about? Stop being a bitch. You look good.
He's talking about the hair.
I was talking about his cock, but.
It's little, but it's mighty.
Just how Puerto Rican men like it.
Pulling them out.
It's like the one. Like, this is.
I don't have pants. Apparently, you know, everybody in here. Actually, can you see if we have pants? Hold on a minute.
Do not zoom in on my.
Oh no, you really can't tell if we have pants or not. Bro, this motherfucker started that. Like on one episode, like 100 episodes ago, he goes, "Yeah, Rico does the podcast without pants." And like then I started getting messages being like, "That's so cool, man." I'm like, "No, that's not true. I genuinely wear pants when I do the podcast."
It's funny because we were walking around the corner and your wife said, "Right, he's naked." Right. He's naked. So yeah. I kind of think, and you were singing "This Little Light of Mine," like and
understand like social distancing, did you? You're not supposed to distance your.
Well, it's hard to do that when
pants. I don't know. Damn it, that sounded well, much better in my mind.
It's arm's length, so I just whip my dick out, and it's the same. I am 30% black, so
27.
Math doesn't matter.
Okay, no, for real, I did my dude. I've posted it on my Facebook a million times. I was like, I got my shit, and it was like. 20 West African
publicized.
It was like West African and shit like that. Yeah, it's legit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
33 and me. Now they have my DNA on top of having my DNA.
Right.
South Africa. They actually got hunted down for a while last year.
Huh.
No, that was a thing. You're the one who fucking told me this, motherfucker. I pulled up the news article.
The most dangerous game.
White people,
what?
Yeah, white people were getting like shot for being white and stuff like that in South Africa.
The uprising is happening.
Do you think there's more
of the motherland?
Was it the white thing or some other stuff? Like, do you think maybe there was something else going on?
Elon Musk left.
Yeah, that is a cover.
Elon Musk
he's South Africa.
Oh, okay.
If he moved to Canada.
I mean, I thought it was West Africa.
No, I'm West African.
He's South. Elon's South.
White South genocide. Africa. There it is right there.
Oh,
yeah. BBC right there. South Africa, the group are playing on the fears of white genocide. Yeah, the UK like started taking them in because they were killing.
I immediately think 6 million when I hear genocide. Like,
yeah, it was like World War II.
I know it was dumb.
I just can't.
I'm just trying to look.
He was trying to be on the bit.
I'm so against Jew jokes against Carter. I'm willing to say that maybe it didn't happen. Just because this is for Carter, I don't know. Look, I'm not.
Man,
I need to relike this. This is
you
this
don't
is,
need to jump in this.
Yeah, no, don't do this. Don't
maybe
don't do
save
this.
That.
Yeah, don't do this.
Save that energy for another one.
Yeah, yeah. Just hate them like everybody else, and you'll be okay.
Okay. Well, I just was trying to do that for you.
That was really nice.
Yeah, the conversation we had. Like,
well, you were blinking at him. So.
Okay, I'm sorry, I misread that. But...
Yeah, careful what you blink at.
Jesus Christ.
And we're blaming me full time.
This is gonna get flagged for sure.
Oh, already, yeah. We
what do you think?
I don't know. Maybe the
for what?
Yeah.
The KKK right away.
Yeah, the KKK.
I was trying to avoid that.
We've called a Jewish person at least 17 times.
Really wanted to shield myself from that too. And then But what else did we say?
And you have not taken a shot at me. You are a good person. That's how I know you're a good person.
You're a diehard, which I've never seen, so that was just confusing.
What the fuck? I am the least American motherfucker on this table when I've seen Die Hard. That
is true, he is.
Like, and I haven't seen, like, I hadn't seen My Girl until, like, 6 months ago.
Or Jaws.
I don't know.
Or, I haven't seen Jaws until, like, 3 months ago.
They didn't play it when I took the citizenship test, so... He's not from here.
They don't play Die Hard for the citizenship. That's just a travesty.
I've never
taken
it. Should be.
You should have like a little bit of like movie trivia and like the citizenship test. Yeah, it's like history, which I understand. But like,
who are you gonna call?
You know? Exactly.
Hello.
You don't get that reference either.
That's a helpful.
That's Ghostbusters.
There you go. Okay,
so I've gone to the skating.
Okay.
Never done that. I've never skated on ice.
He's got kids.
You go with him or without him?
Got him. Nice.
You gotta have some time away.
Yeah.
Now they want to go with you.
In your hips. They're really terrible at skating, so it's no fun.
Yeah, I would imagine if you're 4 years old and you don't know how to skate right out the bat, I'd get rid of it.
Yeah, your dad doesn't take
it. That's like being brown and not being Puerto Rican and not knowing how to swim.
Yeah.
Which it happens, by the way.
I would think.
It happens, like more than you think, which is terrifying.
What else would you get here? Or when a man and woman really love each other.
They make a baby in the United States on a raft.
I'm trying to really off.
That was a joke that I used to say for a while.
It's like, hey, Springfield.
You do bring a good point because I'm pretty sure United doesn't go.
You guys only fly United?
God damn it. Spirit.
Spirit. I was on a Spirit flight one
you
time.
You think Puerto Rican people have nice things? How dare you?
I don't know. I don't want to generalize.
That's now you don't want to generalize.
Listen, I got your back.
I'm above.
I got
that.
Your back. You're above that. No, you're not.
I know you're not.
I've never.
If a what if you meet this hot Puerto Rican chick that's like, listen, the only way I'll suck your dick.
Sorry, I just wanted to build a setting. Okay, I wanted to fucking actually be able to be in it.
Just allow me here to by be swimming, motherfucker. How
great for the sexy
lifeguard?
That's where I was going with it, but like this motherfucker's like Stuart is. I'm like, now
if
I have to.
If you're the sexy Puerto Rican, I'm meeting, and I think Puerto Rican women fight. Might be kind of ugly.
Uh-huh.
If you're the sexy Puerto Rican woman, then we have different definitions of sexy.
And I can show you a picture of my sister.
And women.
I can show you a picture of my
it's
sister.
It's just a picture of Richard with a wig on.
Yeah, let's see your sister.
Show your
silly pants login.
You're right. Your sister does have a big dick, Richard.
Oh my God.
Boy.
What if it was like he pulls up a chat and it's just his sister's tits?
What's wrong with her fucking eyes?
She has like some sort of weird makeup.
It's how cool. Many? Well, hold on. Cool. What is that? No, go to that. Is she into some Puerto Rican MLMs?
That's my sister. Yeah, my sister likes basketball.
She looks like she's loves Jesus.
Yeah, we don't need to see that one. Y'all don't need to see that.
I've already
it's too late. Eyes. I've already seen.
That's my mom. Most people have never seen my mom. You know her.
I know her.
You go. Go back to the homepage.
Go back. Okay.
Uh-oh.
No, her homepage.
Her homepage.
Yeah.
Go down to that. Hold on, I want to see what this is. Go down.
This feels an awful lot like getting an Uber.
This is it's a new ice cream maker that Amazon has.
Is she selling these, or does she get hacked?
No. She wants one of those. That's why she's probably posting it. I'm assuming. I don't know. I want.
They have a Sam's Club in Puerto
Rico. So if I buy this,
yes, there's three assholes.
If I buy this and send this to her, we're technically married, right?
Be fair. When I was there,
that's how that works. I have to send it to your father first,
and then Harrison was found.
To be fair, when I was down there, he only had the Kmart.
Do I have to buy a goat as well?
That's
I don't
worse.
Know.
It's true.
Yeah, you do have to. You have to give a goat
and a ninja ice cream maker.
New ninja ice cream maker.
Man, inflation's tough.
Oh, okay. Goat milk ice cream all day long, dude.
Got
goat milk coladas, dude.
Goat milk coladas.
Oh,
what the fuck?
This is goat.
Well, I was a bartender in Puerto Rico for 26 years. I've been
24.
Yeah, you're right. I'm 24.
No, we've not.
Yeah, I'm youthful.
How old are you?
Like 50. You know how the years go by.
I meant human years, not COVID years, good sir.
I'm 28. I just turned 28.
COVID years? You don't know what that is? You've never heard
and
that?
They start them young down there.
That's like a that's a what's crazy. A whatchamacallit? That's a Burke
I was milking the goats for the first 2 years too. Yeah. Like that's training.
Well, you have to used to fuck goats. That was the thing.
Really tough.
I will tell you this about goats.
It too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So after 2 years, you get moved to the ice cream maker?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
They don't have ninjas in Puerto Rico.
Not real.
Oh, God.
Oh, you never mind. They do have a Sam's Club. My bad.
I mean, we have two or three. That's about it.
He was very emphatic about the 3 minutes ago.
You guys are.
Yeah. Springfield has two.
You never mentioned the Kmart.
There is a Kmart.
No way.
There was.
Not anymore. That's slanderous. To say it's a place. North Korea has Kmarts.
It's an in-game.
North Korea does not have Kmarts.
They're called in-Kmarts. Yeah. It's the only store they have.
K-pop Mart?
K-pop Mart. Eat a Pop-Tart from K-pop Mart.
And everything, like, from the Pop-Tarts to everything, it just Kim Jong-un's face.
Yeah. Of course.
Like, Kim Tarts! And it's, like, just him eating a fucking Pop-Tart.
K-pop with K-Smart.
Oh, wow.
With your PetSmart.
And just to fuck with people, you can't eat anything with his face on it. So
right, exactly. You have to cry while you do it.
You just have to lick the backside.
Goodness gracious.
Bro, that's such a weird country. You ever seen a picture? Like, there's, like, pictures like NASA takes.
Yeah,
it's like NASA Twitter. Takes. Oh, my God. What? NASA takes pictures of, like, North Korea, and it's, like, dark. Like, you ever seen this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the lights at night.
Yeah, they're like at night.
Yeah, yeah, South Korea's all lit up. Yeah. People are gaming.
Sounds like what my grandfather says when you go to St. Louis. Town. It's dark.
There it is.
Oh, no.
It's a different dark.
Oh,
hold on.
Where is it? Is there it a is. Dark spot?
That's North Korea. Man, right there. Cool.
Where?
Yeah,
that's
right?
North Korea. This is South Korea.
What's all the other stuff in?
You could probably.
Bro, fuck it. Fine.
Oh my gosh. Other got to be beautiful. Yeah. It's in between.
You got right there.
Brilliant astrologers for me.
Yeah.
That's
a curfew, so you can't North go Korea. Look at this
from space. There it is.
Cops telescope.
Fucking dark as shit.
Promote private ownership.
They only have one light. They only have one light.
Why do they do that?
So compressed.
They don't. Eric, you're one more in front of this. I just lived in South Korea. I don't know. But they don't have like a form of electricity. They have like, they have times that they cut down electricity, right? I think so.
Yeah, cut it down?
They don't.
Good for them.
Well, they only.
They're being green.
Bro, no, people.
They're very green.
Yeah, they're green, all right.
Yeah.
Green. They're so green that in the winter, whenever they're fucking supplies, you have to eat the fucking grass.
Oh, you don't think population control would help with global warming?
But then that's why I want you to vote for me for I can fucking.
Yeah,
what's the difference between that and human sacrifice?
You can't be shitting on this because it's what you. It's what you're. It's the.
No. I want to sacrifice people so the sun god doesn't come fuck us up.
It's too hot in this garage. It would cool down if we killed someone. I mean, where do you draw the line? Is my. But also, who do we kill?
I'm just saying, you get traumatized.
Sorry.
You have to eat grandma in the dead of. That's all.
Oh, if you can't see her, you don't know it's her.
You wouldn't eat grandma. She's bringing in money with her OnlyFans. You
You'll kill the Golden
Girls. Bro, that would be wild if like all of North Korea. Yeah. Everyone in North Korea just makes an OnlyFans and they just bring like a shit ton of money to the economy.
She only puts recipes in
place. She only puts recipes. Then they just grandma half naked with her belly button showing making cookies.
That sounds good.
Then they can afford lights.
Oh my God.
She can make a bonus.
Like
video.
You ever seen an OnlyFans video during the day? It's sad.
That's actually true. Oh my God.
No, not porn. Porn during the day is great. A porn video during the day is like, oh, this could happen to me. But an OnlyFans video during the day is like, how did this happen to you?
I've never actually seen an OnlyFans video.
Well, I've watched a lot. I watched one before I came over here.
Very nice. Whoa, came over here.
No, I came over there. But
Okay. I was about to say, come on, man. I don't want to sanitize the whole fucking
don't
studio.
Come on, man.
Come on, Irene.
Okay. Who do you follow?
People. I think there's a doctor-patient confidentiality thing.
Nice. HIPAA. Yeah, let me see them HIPAAs.
I mean, they are providing a good service. I mean,
some of it's not good.
I think.
You
fucking know.
Some of it, I'm like, ugh.
Oh my God, that's so funny. People pay for a pay-per-view fight and they're like, that was bullshit. Like,
it's almost like stand-up. Like, you go to a show and you're like, why are you doing this? Like, you're just doing
the oh my people God. Is that how you look at OnlyFans?
Yeah. Like, why are sometimes you're like, oh, this is good. You're using this, you're really creative and using this platform to really spread.
So, joy. What you're saying is the prettier the pussy is.
No, it doesn't even. It's the same thing. It's the same in the comics. There's some really goofy, ugly looking comics, but like you're really trying hard.
So,
and
basically,
I love how you're not saying my name, but you're saying
no, that's not you.
That's
effort. You want to see effort?
I want to see creativity and passion.
Yeah. Like what? Okay, so describe like what?
And
like,
these are women you know.
Give me an example.
So it's not bits or pussy. I forgot. I'm lost.
We're talking about OnlyFans.
Okay, and
you can spot the
an example of like a good one, or an example of a bad one.
Yeah, give me a good story. One. All right,
well, there was one I watched where like,
do you need a story to get off?
So there was a stewardess.
Yeah. You know, green eggs and ham.
Puerto Rican.
So my mom. Anything by John Grisham.
Tom Clancy? I mean,
no, 2 miles.
No. And I like
that's where I draw the line.
No, I hate those.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, don't be sorry. This is not so.
Yeah, we give this guy time to talk.
Yeah, you should never let the brown man talk.
The weirdest one that I saw was this lady, and like towards the end of the thing that was happening, you could hear like her kids in the background.
Oh my fucking god.
So like the
god.
Kids are in the apartment or the house or whatever. Like you hear them in the background, you're like, this.
Bro, you sucks. Can't come to that. I'm sorry.
I mean, I did.
But... like you said, it's real. It's
like you're doing this because other people are doing it.
Oh yeah.
You're doing this because it's good. You're not doing this because it's like, you know.
You're not doing this for your kids.
But then there's some other people that are just, they're in it for the love of the game.
Imagine if you hear the kids right in those moments when you're feeling guilty about jerking off in the first place. You're like, your life.
Would you stop, though? Like, would
but
you
then
stop?
You jack off, and I'm like, I'm glad I did this. Because I don't have to clean this up and go get snacks.
Kind of like anal. Like, yeah. You regret it at first, but then it's like, it's not so bad.
I never regretted anal.
So you,
it's regretted me. I don't know how to say this.
We need to have a conversation.
Somebody's a pitcher. Somebody's
no more Taco Bell the night before. This has not been the most pleasurable. Well, all right, that was
too obvious. Love Taco Bell and I will never stop eating it.
Fuck you. Why would you why do you like
it's delicious. The flavor yeah. In the taste.
So flavor, that is the whitest fucking answer I've ever heard.
The flavors.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, he tried so hard.
I like this flavorless food with a good credit score. I'll be fine.
It keeps you safe.
Nom, nom, nom.
It keeps you safe. It's going to that. Nom, nom, nom. It keeps you safe, though. I mean, it's the safe way to do. I mean,
it keeps you cleaned out for sure.
It's the only thing to get after midnight in this town.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that would be cheaper to do than to go get a colonoscopy.
It doesn't fuck me up like that.
You can get a hand job after.
At Taco Bro,
you get a blowjob.
We were leaving the comedy club one night, and he's like, "Man, I want Taco Bell." I'm like, "Fine." And we get there, and there's like a fucking line. It's the one on what is it near the university?
Yeah,
fucking.
Yeah, I don't know if we want
to. Yeah, cherry. Fuck it, I'll say it.
That's one of the most cherry. National. That's one of the highest grossing ones in the country.
So, dude,
well, I got locked out of that one.
So, dude, we're in the line and we see this Mustang pull up and this pretty attractive chick walks out. She goes, "You guys are dicks. You guys are dicks. I don't know why you're doing this." And they go behind the trash cans. And as they go behind the trash cans, I see her like go like this, and then another dude goes, and then the dudes in the car start pulling camera equipment. And at this point, I'm slapping Eric, and Eric's looking. And for 5 minutes, then she comes out. She goes, "You asshole! I told you not on my hair." And then she gets in the car, and I hear her scream, "This is gonna go great on my OnlyFans." And I'm like, "Did we just witness someone do content?" Like, dude, yes, it was the wildest fucking thing. I was like,
"Hello, in the T-Bell parking lot." I mean,
he wrote a script for an OnlyFans video he wanted to make.
Pitching it right now, yeah. "I'm not going to suck your dick in the T-Bell parking
lot." You remember
being for real. Right? Untrapped Supreme.
And then he goes like, "What if I get you a Brio Supreme?" I'm like,
"I don't even think it's our
damn it." Yeah, shit.
Right.
Oh, man, you cleaned that so well.
I did. Now it looks like fucking shit.
All right, well, I think that's a great point to fucking bounce on here on.
Yeah, it's fireworks.
It's about that time. We gotta go tell some Yakima.
We gotta go.
So tell everybody where they can find you guys online.
Carter Fan Cook on everything. CarterFanCuch, motherfucker.
I'm not online. I'm scared of NASA and Twitter.
You mean the NSA?
Whatever it is.
Yeah, that's NASA's Twitter.
Yeah, that is. Whatever. I'm not really on.
You're not on NASA Twitter?
You can see him. You can see him at the open mic.
Yeah,
you run an open mic.
I do.
Yeah. Oh, plug that in. No, plug that in.
Okay, it's Bites and Pipes Hookah Lounge in Joplin, Missouri, every Tuesday night.
At what time?
8 o'clock.
What's the address?
And that's
Well, I don't post it. We'll post it.
Bites and Pipes Hookah Lounge. Bites and Pipes.
It's the only hookah lounge.
Harrison Broad Street. On everything. Got some fun underground comedy shows coming to Springfield within the next couple of months. So that'll be all on the socials.
If you see me in Springfield, it'll be the yellow bus. So
it's not yellow, it's gray. Legally you have to change the color of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like a prison.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. That's I bet women feel real comfortable when they first
get there.
It's
a hard sell.
Yeah. Well, you gotta take the bars off.
You got to think about something to get off and
all right, guys. Let's go to work.